Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to this week's episode of the City Confessions. Today, we are joined by Taylor Warden. She is a celebrity esthetician, and she has a spa located in Soho. All of her facials are tailor-made as they are customized for each client's personalized needs. And I was so lucky to receive a facial last week, and I can say my skin is glowing if you're watching, and I just feel amazing. So hi, Taylor, welcome. And how are you doing this morning?
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm doing very well. And yes, your skin is glowing.
Oh my God, we have so much to talk about. So I don't really know you, but I would love to just hear about your journey being an esthetician, and just tell us who you are and what you do.
Okay. My name is Taylor Warden. I'm originally from Tucson, Arizona. When I was about 11, I started to get acne and it got really bad. Started going to estheticians, different dermatologists. I did the whole like proactive, all those different things. And ultimately I moved here when I was 19, still had very bad skin, went on Accutane, did a couple rounds of that. Still had really bad acne after, but I just became obsessed with extracting pimples and just trying to help people with skincare. And I went to aesthetic school and kind of just never looked back.
Mm-hmm. And then how has been your journey thus far then? Because I feel like when you embark on a specific career or life path or like business, it's often like what you say, you have a personal like relationship and it affected you personally. So like, how was that like? Like, did you, like, what was the journey like? Like with your school and all of that?
Oh, I mean, it was amazing. I went to Dermalogica, learned a lot of stuff there, but after graduating, it's only 600 hours. And I wanted to find a mentor, someone that could take me under their belt and actually teach me all those other things, you know, besides just, cause you know, 600 hours is, it's really not a lot of education, especially for your face.
Right.
So I got lucky enough to train with celebrity esthetician, Georgia Louise. She took me under her wing and I started in the basement of her house. It was just the two of us. And yeah, I did every job for her and learned from the best.
Yeah. And I know that you've worked with a lot of celebrities, and obviously your spa right now is located in New York City. And I just love that because you're here because it's called the City Confessions and you have a relationship with New York. So tell me about one, the getting your clientele, like what was that like? Because again, I don't want to like drop all these names, but you have an amazing roster. So how have you cultivated that?
It's referral based. Basically, yeah. You just do one person well-known, you know, they go on their movie set and then they, you know, tell all their friends or whomever. And then you have 10 other people coming, knocking at the door wanting to get a facial. So, you know, the work speaks for itself. Like you either have a glow or you don't.
No, absolutely. And then your spa is located in New York. So did you always know that it had to be in New York, one, and two, the location is in Soho, which is one of my favorite locations. So tell me about like, you know, do like finalizing the location and creating that spa beautiful feel for your business.
Well, I used to work on the Upper East Side and I'm a downtown girl. I rarely go above 14th Street. I don't really like to do the subway. I like to walk or Uber. And all I know is that when I started my own business, I just wanted to be able to walk to work. Like, just, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So I live right around the corner and it works out because I'm here almost, you know, 7 days a week sometimes. So I love the downtown, the everything that happens down here. It's mm-hmm. it's more me. I'm not an Upper East Sider. It's yeah. the energy down here, the people. I have a lot of Tribeca moms, like a lot of models. You know, my spa's on the second floor in this dingy old building that, you know, it looks a little scary, but you go up the stairs, it's like a skin speakeasy, and then you walk in and it's beautiful. And it's like mm-hmm. a little hidden gem.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, I kind of got lost finding it, but once I was there, I was like blown away by the ambiance you've created and all the little details and decor. And I know that you mentioned that your mom actually helped you decorate, which I think is such a beautiful thing. So tell me about that.
So my mother, she's an entrepreneur. So she builds custom homes and does all the designing, and she's so good at it. She's so detail oriented, and you know, you can give her a budget and she can find everything and it looks like it's worth a lot more. So, and it's so funny because I have a lot of interior decorating clients that come in and they're like, who is your decorator? Oh my God, I want to get her name. I'm like, it was my mom. And a lot of the stuff is from IKEA and you have a couple nice pieces, but everything else you can just like mix in like from overstock.com or Wayfair. So I'm like really blessed to have a mother that like just helped me and took over, and she's really good at that. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, I love hearing that. And all of your facials are tailor-made, which I think is such a great added like touch to it. So I understand why, because everybody's skin is different and needs to be customized. So how do you go about it? Do you like look at their skin and then see what their quote unquote issues are, or
what kind of skin they have, what their goals are? Say if they have an event, if they have like an event in the next day or two, obviously I'm not going to extract, you know, like everything on their face. But yeah, I just listen to what they have to say and what I see, because every time, you know, your skin changes, it's not going to be the same. Like I just gave you a facial a couple days ago. If I give you a facial another 6 weeks, it probably won't be the exact same because your skin's going to be different. So, that's pretty much how I do a lot of massage, machines, LED light, so all of that.
Mm-hmm. And what are like the most common skin problems, I guess? Not necessarily with your clients, but just like in general. Like I know like maybe SPF is also like a recommendation that everybody says, like definitely wear it even if it's, you know, during the winter. But what are some other either advice and quick tips you have for like skincare or like myths or anything? Just educate us for a little.
So one thing that I keep seeing in people is people aren't cleaning their ears properly, and everyone's getting blackheads in their ears from those ear pods that they're constantly wearing. So I always check in the ears, behind the ears, and it's amazing, like people just don't know how to like wash that area, or it's just the ear pods wearing constantly and not cleaning them. But so many blackheads can get in your ear from that.
I love that you mentioned that, because that's what you did for me. I remember you were like touching my ear and I was like, I don't know what she's doing. I'm trusting the process. I'm trusting Taylor, but it is true because you don't realize that. And I'll be the first to admit, like I wear my AirPods all the time and like I definitely should be cleaning it more.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing too, is like even in the shower, you should be, you know, like washing inside your ears and behind your ears. And I can tell you those blackheads in the ear, I mean, those things can get big and you can see them a mile away. So,
yeah, you know. It's like not the most pleasant thing to say. Like, you know, the TikTokers or the people who like do like the pimple popping, like mm-hmm. I can't watch that.
But
like,
oh, there I are can.
People, yeah, people like you who like love it.
Oh, in the ear, it's like surgery. I love it. It's one of my favorite things.
I can't.
People never clean that area. They have no idea. I'm like, that's been in there for 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, what do you want to name it? Like, I love that type of stuff.
Okay. So I think another question is for people who maybe have never gotten a facial, mm-hmm. like when should they start? Is there a rule of like too early, or like, what are the rules of having a facial and how often?
I mean, I think it's always a great idea if you start like in your teenage years, just because you can learn the basics of simple skincare, you know, wearing sunscreen every day, you know, exfoliating, using a vitamin C. Because, you know, sometimes I have people that come in when they're 50 and it's like a little, not that it's too late, but it's just, you know, they missed all these years of where they could have gotten great advice on how to like tweak their skincare routine and, you know, to help them. So I always just say, you know, definitely like teens to early 20s. Because you want to start using that eye cream when you're young. That'll, you know, and the sunscreen, those two things are huge. Mm-hmm.
And then you mentioned 6 weeks before. Is that the general, like, time frame of when your last visit should be? Or, like, how often should you get a facial?
I always say every 4 to 6 weeks. That might be too much for some people. But if you can't do that, then I say every season. So at least 4 times a year. Because, you know, your skin's going to be completely different in the winter versus the summer. It's going to have different needs and different things that we need to take care of. So definitely at least a minimum 4 times.
Got it. And then obviously, like, looking back at your journey thus far, like, what is, like, the biggest highlight, whether it was a specific client that you had or a specific moment, what moment, like, stands out to you?
Well, I mean, being in the New York Post was my favorite moment. I know that's really cheesy. It was like top 25 things to do in New York City now that it's, like, reopened. And I was so excited to be in print work. I was massaging this guy's face. And I was just so excited because I posted it, this video of me massaging his face to this song called, you know, Pretty Woman. It's super cheesy, but the New York Post reached out and they wanted me to, you know, share that. So that was, like, top one of my favorites.
Oh, I love that. And it was pretty recent, right? Because you said it was during things like, or were reopening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. Okay. And then on the flip side, what has been, like, the biggest challenge? And I'm curious to know, sorry, I'm asking, like, two questions, but with COVID, your job is so in person, it's so hands-on. So how do you go, like, what was
well,
that?
Well, COVID was, I had just opened up my spa 6 months prior to COVID. So it was really annoying that COVID happened. You know, like, I was just getting started and everything was going so well. And then I had to shut down for about 7 months. So that was really tough. But, you know, things are getting better. People are starting to come back. They're not as scared. I mean, I obviously wear a mask. I have gloves when I do the practices, when I do facials. So, you know, very safe. But yeah, definitely COVID. And you know what's so annoying about COVID too is that all these people wear masks and they're too scared to get facials, yet they're getting, like, all these, you know, like, angular chytolitis, or, like, they're getting halitosis because they're wearing the same mask. You know, you're breathing in and out. It's like dirty air, and they're getting all these bumps, but they're too scared to get a facial. But then they'll go, you know, go get their nails done, you know? Okay.
No, you're right. It's
annoying. And just, like,
contradictions everywhere.
Yeah.
It is also weird because I feel like with COVID, a lot of people would not wear that much makeup. But then, like you said, on the flip side, having the mask kind of didn't really help.
No, the mask is disgusting. And I see some clients, they come in and they take it off and it's orange in the inside because they're still wearing makeup.
Makeup, yeah.
All this makeup. And I'm like, you know how disgusting that is? And I'm like, how old is this mask? You should be, like, going through, like, 5 of these a day.
Oh, absolutely,
dirty.
I know.
Bro.
That's another thing too. It's like COVID teaches or taught us to be more what's the right word? Like, hygiene?
Hygienic.
Hygienic or, like, just aware. But then there's all these other things. So it's like, you honestly can't win.
You know, it's funny because, like, they'll wash their hands 1,000 times a day and have dry hands, but they won't wash inside their ears, you know? So just all black.
You gotta educate us, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know you know that one of my questions is what keeps you up at night? And I think when I say it out loud, it sounds like a really simple question, which it kind of is, but I feel like how many times do your, like, girlfriends or your mom calls you and asks you, like, girl, are you stressed out? Like, what's going on? Because I feel like we're often just so either really busy and focused in our own lives, but we don't really take time to be in tune with our feelings. And even if we do, we don't really vocalize it. So, like, what's happening with you? Like, are you stressed out by anything or are you good?
I mean, I feel like I'm a Virgo, so I feel like I get stressed out over the smallest things ever. And I don't know what it is, but especially that's why I like to watch my reality TV at night, because that's what relaxes me. But I know definitely during COVID, I would stress out and, like, wake up and pace around the my house because you just don't know what's going to happen. And I'm such an organized, planned out person, you know, certain things are supposed to happen at certain times. So
it's funny that you say you're a Virgo. I mean, I'm really into astrology and I feel like it's so perfect for what you do. And I bet you are like anal about your skincare routine for sure. Do you have like a 10 step or like
how? Yeah, it definitely changes day to day, you know, like depending like what my skin needs, but it is a little extreme. It's definitely longer in the winter than the summer. But yeah, it can be. So.
And then I'm always so curious, like when you are a specific like profession like that, do you often just give yourself facials or do you personally have a facialist?
I do both. I think it's really important to continue learning. So like whenever I go to LA or London or wherever, I'm like, I Google, see who the top facialists are and then like to go try them because that's only going to make me a better facialist. Mm-hmm. You know, I need to know like what other people are doing and, you know, you'll learn something from it. Like, oh, I like how she did that. And, you know, I'll, you know, add that into my services and you know, see what happens. Yeah. So
you reveal that you're an esthetician though, or do you kind of just go?
It depends because not everyone is very, they're like, no, I don't want to do you because you're an esthetician. It just depends. Yes and no.
Yeah. I didn't even know because I mean, sometimes they don't really ask you like what you do though. They kind of just like look at you as like a regular client and just like work on you. So yeah.
It's funny though. I can always tell whenever I have a esthetician in my bed, like
really,
they won't tell me they're an esthetician, but just some of the answers they write on the consultation form, I'm like, you're an esthetician. And they're like, oh my gosh, how do you know? I'm like, just cause you answered that. Like how
what
I
would they write?
Like, just they're very specific. They go from step to step to step, like exactly what, and you know, most people can't remember like what vitamin C or what serum or they forget the name, but when it's so specific and they, you know, say, oh, you can just tell. It's just funny. Yeah. You can tell.
Yeah. Okay. I have to ask you like a random question, but like J-Lo skin, right? Beautiful, flawless. Amazing. Like she like doesn't age, but like apparently she says she doesn't, I don't know. There wasn't, what did she say that she used? Some type of
olive oil?
Yeah. So from your professional opinion, is that like, not that she's lying, but like, what is your opinion on like celebrity skin? And like, do you think it can truly be, you know, that healthy looking by just skincare?
Well, okay. First of all, J-Lo's beautiful and her skin is like impeccable. Mm-hmm. She has very tiny pores. It's so annoying. I find it so annoying whenever celebrities try to create a brand, you know, in skincare and they just slap their name on it and pretend, you know, they know what they're talking about. And then everyone runs out and buys it because, you know, J-Lo's not just using olive oil on her face. You know, she probably gets, you know, facials all the time. She does lasers. She does all these other things. So that's kind of annoying because I kind of wish they would just stick in their own lane. Just because, you know, like they don't know anything about it. They didn't go to the school. They haven't had experiences, you know, it's kind of not fair.
Yeah. But once you're J-Lo, you can do anything. Okay. So, all the tools that exist in the beauty world, like what are your thoughts? Like with a jade roller, the gua sha. There's also like that mask that I've seen with the lights.
The LED mask.
The LED mask. Obviously, I think the one that you use is also the crystal, like, right? Wasn't that crystal based or am I thinking of something else where you like put it on?
Oh yeah. The crystal. Yeah.
So like all of those, do you think I know the jade roller on all of that works, but like, are some of them just like, you know, not helpful?
I think so. I mean, it's so funny cause people will buy like a jade roller that's like $200 when really you can buy one for like 15, you know?
Okay.
I mean, I think they feel nice. I mean, it's not going to change your face completely, but it feels nice if you put it in the fridge and then do a mask or like say you have puffy eyes and you need to take down the puffing. I mean, it feels amazing. I think people get really excited with gadgets and tools.
Yes. Because they want like an easy fix.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I know I like to try everything. So I know I'll buy stuff, try it, and then it just sits on my shelf and collects dust because there's so much stuff out there. And a lot of them are very similar. They're just branded different, you know?
No, yeah. You're right about the Jade Roller because I've seen from like a more high-end brand definitely selling it for like 100, 200 plus, and you can get on Amazon for like $10. But I'm always like, is there really a difference? No,
I
right?
know, same thing with the cryo sticks. People are like, "Oh, you got to buy it from this brand. It's $150." I'm like, "No, you can buy on Amazon for 10. They're wine coolers. You can also you're supposed to put them in your wine when that your wine you want it to be chilled." So yeah, I think like it's just smart marketing.
Okay,
So,
that's good to know because
yeah.
I'm like, I'm happy with my $10 Jade Roller.
Always expensive isn't better. So, that's what, you know, I always say.
Okay. And then as we are obviously like not wrapping up, but got the warm up out of the way, my podcast is called The City Confessions. So I would love to ask you, Taylor, if you can share a city confession. And I'm curious to know if you have anything that's like beauty related, because I think it's just like going to be relevant to who you are and the topic. But of course, it's however you receive it. So if you can share a confession, what would that be about?
I mean, one, I think I already said it. I mean, I had really bad acne. Like, if I were to show you photos, you probably wouldn't recognize me. Another confession is, oh, I moved here and I wanted to actually be a comedian.
Really?
Yeah, I know, I'm really not that funny.
Like a stand-up?
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah.
Oh my God, did you go on? Did you try it at all?
I mean, yeah, I had it. It was gonna be called "I'm a Delicate Flower." Yeah, with like all my stories of life, and mostly about my mom. But yeah, it never really took off. So,
Yeah. Oh my God, I love hearing that. Yeah, I would have never thought like a comedian turned esthetician. Okay, so I have one more question though. And of course, it's if you're comfortable sharing, but like, I think a lot of us struggle, obviously, with insecurities, especially with skin. Like, as a teenager, like people go through puberty all the time. So I love that you utilize that phase in your life for the better, for like your career. But just, and I think nowadays with social media and like kids and all that, I don't see that they go through that awkward phase. Like 13-year-olds look so
Mate,
beautiful.
they look like they're 21.
I know. And I'm like, you
That
look
wasn't
better
me.
than me. And I'm like, where's your awkward phase? So it's like, I don't know. I don't, it's not even a question. It's just more of like observations that I've known. Like obviously, like you're sharing, you know, what you went through. I'm sure a lot of people have gone through that weird phase and like insecurities. And now it's like, it's not even an insecurity anymore. It's more like pressure to, I don't know. I don't
You
even
know,
know
it's
right now.
so funny. I have to say this. So when I was like 13, I gained weight. I had really bad acne and I had braces and glasses. I mean, and I had really short hair. I was so ugly. I mean, it's so funny. My mom organized all our photo albums according to before Taylor's awkward phase, during my awkward phase, and after, because I looked so weird. I looked so
No,
bad.
I feel you. I have braces and glasses too. Like, I think everybody's it. And that's why it's just like crazy because I'm not saying, oh, I wish Generation Z would go through that or experience that because that's just, I guess, not the time that we live in now. But I guess their other set of problems is like constantly wanting to like, I don't know, look a certain way where
Yeah,
we already really have that. Yeah, go ahead.
I also think it makes you appreciate things, like, 'cause I had such bad skin and all these other things, and now I appreciate, you know, like the little things in life, you know, versus some of these young girls that look like they're 13, that are 13, that look like they're 21, and, you know, they've never had a pimple or, you know, just like that.
And I feel like what's like they're almost like rushing their
To hurry up and be an adult.
adolescence. Yeah. And it's like looking back now, it's like enjoy being a kid, enjoy being quote unquote ugly.
Don't get your nails done when you're 13. Like, you're gonna have to when you're adult, you know, like, enjoy being a kid. Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
no, I said the same thing. Okay, I have a quick fire round for New York questions. It's going to be five of them, and you could just say the first word or sentence that comes to your mind when I ask them. Are you ready? Okay. If you can describe New York City in one word, what would it be?
Amazing.
What's your favorite thing about the city?
I had the energy, just like what people watching.
What is your least favorite thing?
Sometimes it smells.
It always smells. What's your favorite restaurant or food in New York?
I love Lafayette for brunch. I love Osteria Marini. Their cappelletti is so amazing. And of course, those are both downtown. So.
Yes, love it. And if you can thank New York City for one thing, what would it be?
Thank you for, thank you, New York City, for being my home. Like, I moved here so young and it's definitely my home now. So,
No, I love that because it's my home too. So it's like when people like have shared common grounds or values or interests, it's what like glues people. Okay, great. And then right now is your chance to plug away. So I'm gonna have all of your description in the show notes and for people watching in the in the description. But what can the world be on the lookout from you, Taylor, in this year? Or if there's anything you want to share, feel free to do so now.
So I'm not like a big teller. I kind of like to keep things private until it's 100% because I'm a Virgo and I just don't like to, I don't want to speak about it or talk about it and, get it, just want to have the good luck with it. So definitely something in a year, there'll probably be something happening. I'm not going to say what. But then you know what's going to happen is people are going to ask you constantly, where's this? What's that?
Yeah, that's true.
It's just
I'm the
too
same
stressful.
way. I'm the
I'm
same
just
way.
like, until it's ready to go, you won't even, know about it.
Yep.
So,
You're just gonna pull one of those like Kylie, Kylie Jenner. Like, I'm pregnant.
I'm
I had
pregnant.
a
Yeah, I'm about to have a
baby.
baby.
Yeah, that's what you're gonna do. Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm like very like, I don't know, like I don't want to jinx it. And then like you're right, people keep asking you. I mean, it could be good that they hold you accountable, but then you're like, let me get it
Do
done
my
first.
thing.
Yeah.
Because
So I'm the
sometimes time
same way.
takes it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and my last question is, what is your superpower?
My superpower. Oh my God. I mean, I can see a chin hair or a blackhead, I guess, a mile away.
Don't you have the tendency to like do something then? I bet you.
Oh my God. All the time. I have to sometimes tell myself, no, Taylor,
You have
be
like
normal.
tools in your bag when you go out.
No, I don't. But sometimes it's really hard for me to like listen to someone, like watch their eyes when I can see like a hair or something. I'm like, oh my God, just please let me get that for you.
Oh my God, I love that. Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking to us all about skin, New York, beauty, the whole randomness that comes with doing a regular podcast with me. I do appreciate you taking time out of your day, and I also appreciate you working on my skin. And for those listening, be sure to follow Taylor on Instagram. Again, I'm gonna have all the information in the show notes, and definitely book a facial with her because your skin will thank you later. All right, thank you, Taylor. We'll talk
Thank you
soon.
so much.
All right,
Thanks.
bye.
Bye.